It's December 20. In the very first days and even hours of the war, hundreds of Ukrainian journalists began receiving emails from Russian intelligence services. The authors of these emails accused the journalists of anti-Russian activities, warned that they would face imprisonment, and demanded that they immediately go over to the side of the occupiers. From these emails, it is also followed that the invaders intended to liquidate the Ukrainian state and to include all the occupied regions into Russia. Execution lists were also mentioned. Moreover, the authors of the emails promised that the persons included in these lists could save their lives if they actively helped the Russian army and special services. You see, while Putin and his camarilla were lying that they not going to occupy anything and that the war would not affect civilians at all, the Ukrainians already perfectly understood that the Russians had come to us precisely to seize territories and to kill those who would refuse to cooperate with them. It seems to me that the world still does not fully understand what a terrible fate Ukraine escaped in February and March of this year, thanks to heroism of the defenders. The world does not realize that the occupation of the country with the capture of the capital and the proclamation of the new occupational government would follow the worst scenario of middle of the 20th century, with concentration camps, with hundreds of thousands of people shot, with real ethnocide, with a Russian Gestapo hunting for members of the resistance movement, with demonstrative reprisals and all our bloody paraphernalia of militant totalitarianism. However, the worst thing is that Russia has not yet abandoned its intentions to conquer Ukraine and destroy the Ukrainians. Failures at the front and the ever more distinct economic and social crisis did not force the Russians to abandon their intention to destroy our country. They accumulate strength by new and old weapons from bandits all over the world and prepare for new throes, for new attacks. A little less than a year ago, I was freezing on a barricade on the outskirts of Kyiv, waiting for the Russians to approach. It was damn cold. My finger even froze to the trigger of the rifle and had to be turned off with the skin. Then I consoled myself with the fact that not long was left, that next winter everything would be different and I would remember these times with a smile. Everything went wrong. There is nothing to smile at. The war is still going on. My comrades, those who have survived to this day, and I are still serving in the army, and our enemy is still obsessed with the idea of our destruction, and we have no other choice. We simply must resist, otherwise we won't be